Hello, dear IFians. Today we have something special for you. Ji haan, kuch khaas. We all know what's running in your mind. Are you kaun hai wo? Well, let's start guessing while I can give you some clues. She has acted in two Bollywood movies, Naach and Silsile. She is currently doing a show on Zee. She plays Anya Shroff of Zee's Jab Love Hua. I guess no more clues are required. You all must have guessed that our next celebrity on India Forum Radio is Priya Bidlani, aka Anya from Jab Love Hua.
Hi, Kiti.
Hi, Priya. Welcome. All right, Priya. Before we start off with an interview, let's hear what your fans have to say about you. Gurpeet says, "Hi, Priya. This is Gurpeet. I have watched Jab Love Hua from day one and I absolutely love the show. I think you are a superb actress with great beauty. I love your cute and adorable character, Anya Shroff in Jab Love Hua. I can't express how through a couple of months you have become a part of my favorite list. May you keep acting like this and you reach stars. Love, Gurpreet."
Oh, thank you so much, Gurpreet. I love playing Anya as well. So I have a, you know, I guess that's the reason why, you know, I look forward to every day of work, regardless of it being this hectic.
I'm sure shooting from morning till the night must be really hectic.
Yeah, it is. It is. It gets really difficult when you end up doing two episodes in a day. That's like 30 scenes in a day. So, in a film, you do two scenes in a day. Oh, theater, obviously, it's a different ballgame. Okay,
well, it's all part of the game, and I'm sure you must be loving your character, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay. Priya, Gurpreet also wants to know that, as Priya, would you be able to make the transition between city and village? Would you adapt to that lifestyle?
I think, you know, since Anya is the way she is, I'm sure she'll figure a way out. She will learn to, you know, probably stand up on her own two feet, and I guess that's the idea. You know, so I think she's a survivor, you know, she'll learn to adapt. I think she is learning to adapt. And
question is, and, Priya will be able to adapt. I mean, Anya has adapted, right? Like,
you
in a real life.
Okay, in reality. Well, actually, I am, quite different from, I like, you know, my peace and quiet, and I like things. I love the countryside. I love, you know, I really enjoyed being in Y, the village. We were living there for the longest time. And but realistically speaking, I'm very much a Bombay girl, and I would hate to go and live anywhere else. Yeah.
Exactly. That is where the whole thing is. Because, I mean, if you have adapted to that fast-moving city life, I mean...
Mm-hmm. But I guess I haven't fallen in love with someone. So, you know, I guess love makes your world go round.
Uh-huh.
You know? Right. So then you don't see things, you know, you don't care. So, as of right now, I really don't know why, you know. It's a question I keep asking myself, you know, will I be able to, will I want to, you know, if I'd ever be in a situation like this, would I want to go and live that kind of life? But I guess, I mean, even if I do, there is, you know, there is that need in me to do something. So I'm sure I'll be able to adjust and adapt anywhere. If there is a focus and if there is a goal.
Okay.
And there is motivation. So I guess that's the whole idea of life. And I guess just like Anya, Priya is also learning to discover that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, okay, tell us about your favorite moment on these sets of Jab Love Hua.
Oh, there are too many favorite moments and not so favorite moments.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, so let's talk about the favorite ones.
Your favorite one, well, on the show, what happened?
No, or what happened, rather? No, it's like on the set, like, you know, you will be preparing for a shot, right? So in between, I'm
like me and Sudeep are doing this romantic scene, okay? And suddenly, you know, suddenly it's like, oh, where is our makeup? And, you know, you suddenly like just turn around and, you know, show the ugly side. and then Sudeep would say, oh, are jaldi shot lo, mujhe apni wife ke saath picture dekhne jana. So it's like, you know, cut to, you know, he's back to being Raghu. So it's quite funny. There are times, because television gets so hectic, there are times when I've done scenes with, my romantic scenes with a dude, with Raghu's dude. Right? And you know what a dupe is.
No,
do you know what a dupe is? Okay, fine. Dupe is normally when an actor falls sick and he can't come and, you know, there is somebody to cheat for him.
Okay.
Because television, you're working every day. You know, you can't afford to cancel a shoot. Right?
Exactly.
So we're working every single day. You can't afford to cancel. So, yeah, so it's funny when a dupe is there and I have to do my romantic scenes with him. And suddenly it's like, you know, and the dupe is, he has this perpetually confused look and the AD is giving the cues. So it's quite funny, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, how does it work?
You know,
like, suppose,
trying to do a romantic scene with a stranger.
I'm like, oh god. It's like, how does it work?
I feel, you know, television is a circus and I am the joker. Honestly.
You surely don't make us laugh though.
Well, yeah, that's because I'm laughing. I'm having fun with it. So,
Okay. Okay, Anna, there's one request from your India Forums fan, Jiggly Puff. She says, you look really cute and pretty in saris. Please wear them more in the serial.
I would love to. I would seriously love to. It would solve so many problems for me. It's the easiest thing, the most comfortable thing to wear. And and I have great fun with it. So, I'll surely tell the creator and the designer about this.
Yes, please do that. Okay, she also says that I have been one of
the... There have been times when I've personally also, you know, wanted to wear a sari. Main interview karu, isiliye main nahi aa sakti. Ab main phone pe baat karti hu, aap le lo.
Thank you.
So sorry.
No problem.
Okay. There have been times when I'm like, oh, you know what, I should just wear a sari and, you know, go shopping or, you know, come to shoot. And yeah, there have been
city
times
girl,
when I just wanted to
do
that.
A city girl wearing sari is not really heard of.
Yeah, especially the way I wear it. It's quite nerdy, the way I wear it.
Okay. Jiggy Park, she also has a message for you. I have always been one of your first fans since the time you made your entry to the Zee's Jab Love Hua. I love your acting and expressions in the serial. You can emote and express every single expression on your face with such ease. I can say that you're one of the best actresses in Zee and also one of my favorites. Keep up the good work and do continue making our stomach ache with your wonderful comedic timing.
That's so sweet.
Alright.
Yeah.
This girl, Hosanna One, wants to know, what is that you liked about Anya the most? That one typical moment Anya had or anything about Anya you felt or wished if you could have it in your real life?
See, as an actor, you pick up things from your real life and you use it. When I heard about Anya, I totally empathized with her. She really touched my heart a lot. I felt for her. I could completely understand Anya. Because I guess there's some, because the story started with her losing something. You know, I guess we all in life have lost something. You know, it can be anything. It can be a dog, it can be a loved one, it can be friends, it can be life in general, you know. And and I guess just like Anya, I felt that there was a point in life where I lost something extremely important, and that was myself. So yeah, so just like the way Anya is discovering things in life, I am discovering those very things in life.
So is it like the character Anya has really helped you to discover something, you know?
No, actor always knows more. Actor always knows more than the character.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Anya hasn't. Yeah, I guess Anya has helped me, and I have helped Anya. Both ways, whichever ways you'd want to put it. So.
All right. Okay, the second question she asked is, given a wish come true option, will you opt to be like Anya in your real life?
I am Anya in real life. There is a part of me which is, there is a part of me which is like Anya in real life. And there is a part of me which is very different, which I guess nobody has written about, which I will play at some point in life if I get the chance. And if somebody believes in me, that I can. So, So, Anya is a small part of my life, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you do sound really bubbly. Like, I'm talking to you, I could feel that, you know, that bubbly thing. So, is it like you're always like that? I mean, full of life, full of energy?
Yes, I guess there's just so much to do, and there's so much to learn and live from. I do go through my ups and downs. So I'm not always bubbly. I guess when you first called me up, I was being a little,
You were sounding a little tired.
Yeah, I was a little upset because I've been working non-stop. And I was just telling somebody that, you know, very soon I'm going to go into a mental asylum.
Yeah, oh my God, please, Anya, you got to take a break then. We surely don't want that.
No, that would be a new experience then. I am a happy person, but I guess if there's no sadness, you can't define happiness. You know, so yeah, I'm a normal person. I go through all emotions. You know, I go through all the insecurities, all the fears, all the love, all the sadness. But I have the resilience to look up and shine and smile and, you know, live every single day like the way I want to. So yeah.
That's a lovely answer. Anya, like, our members somehow, they also feel, I mean, of course, they don't know you in real life.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we don't know why, but you seem to be a very good human being in real life. Maybe your character, Anya, really makes them believe that, yes, Priya is what Anya is, you know. And
I am a normal human being, yeah. I guess the whole idea is, I think something which my dad has told me. That you need to be a good person, and I think that's more important. And you need to, believe in goodness rather than, you know, I guess, my parents are religious, but they're not that religious. But they believe in doing good.
Okay.
So I guess that's what I've learned from them. So, yeah.
I think the character gives a very, the character really gives positive vibes that, you know, everyone.
As an
really
actor, you were supposed to bring these influences in your character. Anya is a very difficult character to play because she is very misunderstood. It's not easy to play a brat which will be liked by a lot of people. There has to be some truth to her, which I guess, you know, is something I love about Anya and I want to play her. So, yeah.
It's definitely a lovely character.
Yeah, I mean, thank you to the writers and the creative people. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Anya ji, your fan list is way too long and so are their messages. Abhi123 says, "Hi Priya, this is Ravi Rawat from Canada. I watched the first episode of Jab Love when I think it is the best show. I think you are a great actress. You are my favorite actress. Your expressions are fabulous. I love your character in the show. Anya Shroff and Jab Love Hua. The show is so different from other shows. It's not boring and dragging endlessly like so many other shows. Every actor in the show acts great, especially Rahul Lohani, the Bhola.
Bhola. Yeah, me and Bhola get really loved enjoy. You're a very fine actor.
Yes. The show has everything, comedy, romance, etc. It is not slow and goes at a fast pace. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, Anya, such lovely messages just indicate how popular you are in India forums and how much our fans love you. Well, now let's have a quick rapid-fire round where we will learn more about our favorite actress, Anya.
Okay.
So, when is your birthday?
27
Jan. Oh, just when?
Yeah, just when.
Yeah, belated happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, who's your favorite actor?
Favorite actor? There are so many. Ask me my favorite movie, I'll tell you. You know, actors, I guess it just depends on the actor's performance. It depends on actor's role.
Any actor that you like.
I'm a movie buff, so I can like give you a lot of names. I recently saw Dhoom and I thought Hrithik was... He brings so much. So yeah, Hrithik is definitely one of my favorite. Aamir Khan, Mr. Bachchan, then Brando, then there are just so many. Gabbar Singh.
Okay.
Oh, my favorite actually. my favorite actor is Pankaj Kapoor. He's by far, the best actor we have.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, which is your favorite funny movie?
I'm a big Harry Met Sally fan. So, yeah. I've seen Harry Met Sally a gazillion times. I love...
That's more in the romantic side. Yeah,
funny will be Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro, Angoor, Golmaal, The Party. I can just go on. The Party is one of my favorite films. I can watch it every time I just want to. I feel low, you know, I watch a funny film. Bowfinger. Analyze that. The list is endless.
Okay. The list is long, yeah. Okay, your favorite color?
Any happy color is my favorite color.
Okay, so your favorite song?
My favorite song.
And you have to sing it.
Okay, I have to sing it. My God, they'll stop. Well, it's I'm a big Gulzar Saab fan. Mm-hmm. So there's this new, I'll sing this new song, which is from Omkara. Do you seriously want me to sing?
Oh, come on.
I don't have a problem, I'll sing. I'll sing. It's my thing.
Don't worry, if you really find it.
No, now you've got me started.
If you really find it, don't be last to restart.
It's my favorite song. I cried when I heard this song.
Okay.
It's called Jagja. It goes like...
I love that song.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, so okay. It's my favorite. Do you want me to sing?
Yes. And I'm sure your fans are looking forward to hearing it. So you better start singing.
You know what's funny, because in one of the episodes I was singing to Raghu and that was not my voice. No, when my aunt saw the telecast, she's like, Priya, you're so talented, you can sing as well. And I was like, yeah, I can.
You didn't reveal the truth.
But you know what, that's not my voice. When I did try to sing, everybody on the set was looking at me wide-eyed with their mouth open.
Okay, you can't dodge the question. You have to say
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Jajja re gudiya, misri ki pudiya, meethe lage do naina. Naino mein tere hum hi base hain, hum hi base hain, hai na. ओ रानी गुड़िया जच्चा हाय जच्चा या
जच्चा
I'm a big Gulzar Saab fan. My God, there's one dream or there's one wish I'd you know, or if in next life, if I get a chance to come back, I want to come back as Gulzar Saab.
Wow, Anna, that is so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, now you cannot be diplomatic in this question, and you have to answer this. Who is more handsome, Rahul or Raghu?
Who is more handsome? Okay, fine. Then are you going to ask me who's more talented? Then I give you an honest answer.
No, I'm not going to ask that. I'm just going to ask who's more handsome.
Well, I think both of them are handsome. And so...
No, diplomacy.
You said no. Well, honestly, both of them, because, you know, I work with both of them every single day, and they both have different personalities, and they both have good qualities and bad. But my idea of handsome is a little different from what you have just...
I know, I mean...
The options which you have just given me.
You know? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He can.
I'm not a look person.
Who is your first?
You know, yeah, if good looking, okay, then... Wow, that's a bonus, but I don't really,
okay.
Yeah, that's not the first thing I look in a person, yeah.
So what's the first thing you look in a person?
I honestly, to tell you the truth, I don't go out with a shopping list. I know I'm, you know, I like people who are hardworking. I like people who are talented. I like people who are creative. I think those are the things which I like. A good conversation. I like those things. I like a person. I really like a person who has, you know, good understanding. A good understanding is untold understanding. And if somebody has that, then he's won me over.
No. Yeah. Alright. Okay, now quick question. So your first crush?
My first crush? Oh, he was this, my cousin's cousin, Australian. who became a National League soccer player.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. It was just a crush. Nothing happened. My bad. So it was so funny because every time he would come to my cousin's house, you know, I was like,
You
know,
you never got a chance to speak to him.
Yeah, but yeah, that was funny.
Your hobbies.
My hobby. Well, it's changing with time.
Tell us about your constant one. There has to be one hobby.
There are loads. I used to paint. I watch a lot of films. I like to know a lot about films. Yeah, now my favorite hobby is thinking. I think and I do.
Now, let's hear a lovely message given by one of your ardent fans, Sita Levin, and her name is Varsha. She is one of the Updaterer India forums, and she regularly lets everyone know what's happening on Jablab Hua. She says, Priya, you are such a vibrant, energetic, chirpy, lively, cute, innocent, and fabulous actress. In fact, you also seem to be an honest, humble, down-to-earth, light-hearted, wonderful person in real life too. I guess you are a very simple person who hates pretentious in life. I mean, all these good qualities reflect on your face, Priya. I just love the naughtiness and mischievous act of yours in the show. In fact, most of the time you resemble cute, pretty Zinta and Sridevi. Jablab Hua rocks. Sis Priya, I have got one thing to say, that you are a rock star.
Oh, that is so sweet. Tell her I'm in love with her. If she was a man, I would marry her, because nobody has understood me better than she.
Oh, that is so sweet. And what about your take on being having resemblance with Priti Zinta and Sridevi in your acting?
Well, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment. I like both the actresses.
Okay.
And I love Sridevi and Sadma and Shalbaz, and I like Priti in Hero.
Okay. But I have to admit, I mean, your bubbly sound, and like even Priti is so bubbly in the movies and all. I mean, that's one similarity between both of you, I guess. Too jovial all the time.
No, not all the time. No. Not all the time.
Okay.
If there's a good side, there is definitely a bad side as well. Yes. So please don't presume that I am bubbly. I can be. I guess I'm very particular. So
okay.
Yeah, that makes me bad as well at times.
Okay,
yeah.
That's being very honest. Okay. Priya, there was this rumor floating that your co-star Sudeep Sahir, aka Raghu, yelled at you in front of everyone because your heavy embroidery dupatta hit his cheeks. Is that true? Because
no,
pretty upset about
that. That is not true. Sudeep does not yell at me. He just laughs. We look at each other and we just crack up laughing because all we do is laugh. So,
okay, so
Sudeep is not the type who would scream at anybody. He's a great guy, a great co-actor to work with. The only thing me and Sudeep do is laugh. We crack up on each other's face. Yeah, that's all we do.
Yeah, because like there were a lot of messages saying that, oh, we didn't like Sudeep's act. I mean, how can he yell at you? And
no.
Thank God that's all clear.
That is not true at all. He's so sweet. Well, it's so funny because when I get, you know, when I'm upset or I'm hype or I'm angry, I'm like, oh, let it be. And he suddenly says, yeah. So, you know, and then he imitates me. So he's really sweet. He's a very nice guy.
Okay. All our members are also excited and they want to know how is the experience of working with heartthrob and dashing Abhishek Bachchan in the movie Naach.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. I made a complete, I wouldn't say that. Actually, I made a fool of myself because it was my first time for debut. So I was so clumsy. Oh my god. But yeah, he's great fun to work with. He, Ramu. Both of them.
Okay. Now, how was it working with Ram Pyari?
Oh, she is my favorite co-actor. I had so much fun with Ram Pyari. You know, I wish initially I, you know, it took a little while because when Ram Pyari was pregnant, she used to snap a little bit. But me and Ram Pyari have become best of friends. She's the biggest, she is the biggest distraction I have on set. The minute Ram Pyari comes, I can't concentrate. I can't concentrate on anything. All I want to do is just sit and feed Ram Pyari. You have to see the minute she sees mosambis and apples, and she knows, you know, she'll start licking my hand, and she knows that I'm going to sit and feed her. And you have to see her eyes go all round, like they go round the minute. And she has the biggest, honestly, you know, because you can see from your eyes, like she has the biggest smile on her face. And she is so cute. I think last time I fed her 2 watermelons, 4 or 5 oranges, 4 or 5 mosambis, some 4 or 5 apples, grapes, strawberries, gooseberries.
Oh my god, all at once.
Banana, peruya, banana, what else? Just all the possible fruit. That day she was just going mad eating and licking my hand.
Okay, that's really
and she's,
sweet.
By the way, Ram Pyari has a boy. She's delivered. Yeah, and we're trying to figure out.
What have you named
name.
The boy?
Haha.
So what have you named?
I don't know. We were thinking Ram Dulara, but still, I mean, if the viewers could give us a name, it would be great.
Okay.
You know, if they would have a suggestion, it would be great because I don't know what to call him.
Okay, we'll definitely ask our India Forum members. I mean, please give a sweet, lovely name to Ram Pyari's son.
Yeah, that will be great.
And I'll definitely give you a lot of feedback on it.
Fine, great. That sounds great.
Okay. Well, Anya, you are playing a bubbly, confused girl in the serial. What other roles would you want to play?
My favorite subject. I would want to play something like Julia Roberts in Erin Brockovich. I want to play Sridevi's role in Sadma. I want to play Eddie Murphy's role in Bowfinger. I want to play Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And again, Jack Nicholson in, in which movie is that? As Good as It Gets.
Oh, the list is too long.
The list is too long.
I hope you don't get a stereo kind of roles because, you know, in the industry, it so happens that once you've portrayed this kind of character, people just start associating you with that.
Yeah, but it's up to me to play that role. So I decide whether I want to play that or not.
Yes,
if I get the same
play
role,
different roles.
Yeah, I will. If I don't get anything, then, you know, I have my hands and my legs and my mind and happen to have a creative mind. So I'm sure I will do something and I'll do something in the creative field. So yeah. So I hope, you know, there is somebody who would believe in me and believe that I can do much more. And I have shades. And yeah, so I'd love to work with those kind of people, not kind of people who'd give me the same repetitive stuff.
How about working in Ekta, Ekta's serial? I mean, you know, it'll be very different because she usually have the Saas Bahu thing.
I like Kasam Se. I like what she's doing with Kasam Se. I haven't watched every episode, but whatever little bit I see, I don't have any thing as, you know, Ekta serial. You get me a good character, you get me, I'm hungry for good work. So wherever there is good work, I'll do. As far as television goes, I want to take some time off after this.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I mean, if I get a good role, I'll definitely do it. Whether it is television, theater, films, anything. It's just the role. The rest just don't matter.
Okay. Like too passionate about acting, huh?
Yeah, I love it. Found my calling.
Okay. Well, Priya, we have had loads of messages for you, but due to time shortage, we cannot read all of them. But in general, your fans from around the world on IF says, please don't change for anybody in life because we all like you as cute, choppy, lively, naive, energetic, down-to-earth person and a fabulous actress who brings smile on our faces. They are all proud to be an onion, as that's what they refer themselves, that they are onions.
That is so sweet. Please tell all of them that this by far has really lifted up my whole day, my month, my year. I have heard of India Forum and people have, like all my friends have told me to check the site, but I haven't been able to, but I definitely would want to start, you know, connecting with my audience and connecting with my fans and knowing what they have to say. But I have one request. I would love some constructive criticism if they have anything to say. I would love to know that as well. And there is a sweet side, a bubbly side, there is a dark side as well. Like I said, if there is happiness, there is sadness. So I have all those emotions. I'm a very normal human being and very proud and not ashamed of being human. So hopefully I do get some work that is not bubbly and sweet and something which is a little bit different from Anya.
I have to admit, Priya, like you being absolutely honest about the whole fact that, you know, if there is a light side of you, there is a darker side as well. I mean, not many people would be so upfront about this thing, you know.
It's very really human. I mean, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of being human. I have all the normal emotions every person goes through. I have my sets of insecurities, fears, you know, everything. So, yeah, and I enjoy every bit of it.
I was just about to end this. Like, your fans have also requested that if possible, please read their updates on India Forums. They are genuine and have come straight from their heart. Yes.
Please what?
They, like, requested you.
Really?
They have requested you that please read their update. Like, you know, whatever they have to say about it.
Yeah, I know, I have heard because, you know, Meher, who is my mother, Debbie, she was telling me that, you know, you must read the India Forum and you see the feedback because they discuss the fact that, you know, how Anya's acting has improved from before, that she has put on weight and then she has lost weight and she's looking fat in this and she's looking thin in this. So I'm like, I have to see this.
A global platform for people around the world and, you know, you have
it's
to
amazing.
See, like, you know, these
it's
young
amazing.
Girls. Yeah, young girls and boys, I mean, you know, like, they're, like, hooked up and they want to, like, discuss the show so much. I mean, it's really amazing.
Wow, it's great. Thank you so much.
And before we say goodbye, Anya, can we have an email ID of yours that, you know, members can, you know, send you mails?
I tell you something? I don't check my email, which is really bad, and for the nth time, I've changed my email address, and right now, I don't have an address. I'm homeless. So, fine. Can you give me, like, 2 weeks, and, you know, let me just you know, get a new email ID, because the thing is, I'm shooting from 7 in the morning to 12 in the night. It's a little hectic, you know, nowadays, but as soon as I get my email ID, I will give it to you guys, and you can pass it on.
All right, that would be great, and it was lovely to have you in this show, and we're all proud of you, Anya. I mean, you're definitely a very nice human being, and it just shows in your character, and after talking to you, I can just feel it that, yes, I mean, this girl is full of life.
Thank you. There's a lot to learn from life. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right.
So,
Thank you so much.
Talking to you. And please do let me know Rampyari's
yes, definitely. I'll
name.
I'll let you know.
Great.
India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.